agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, Hudsonville, Illinois, and Crescent City, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
Time now for our pre-opening commodity market report. Here with that is Illinois Public Media's Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tom, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Deere and Company, the world's largest maker of farm equipment today, says that its fiscal second quarter profit slid 38% as lower crop prices and the global recession dampened demand for its products. It also slashed its 2009 profit outlook by 27%. The Moline, Illinois-based company said it earned $472.3 million, or $1.11 per share, during the 3 months ending April 30th, down from $763.5 million, or $1.74 a share a year ago. Revenue fell 17% to $6.75 billion from $8.10 billion in the year earlier quarter. Analysts had expected a profit of $1.07 per share on revenue of $6.60 billion. Sales of Deere's tractors, combines, and other agricultural equipment, its biggest source of revenue, fell 4%. Due to currency exchange fluctuations and lower shipments. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, trading at 85.58, is up 83 points. The NASDAQ 1754 is up 19.5, and the S&P 500 at 920.13 is up 12 points.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather is meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, I can hear the rumbling in the background of the planters. You know, the starting engines are beginning to roll.
Well, that's good because we're to the 20th of May now, and the planters need to get out there. And also, we do have another weather problem that we're concerned about for late in the weekend and next week. There are some signs that rain will be coming back into the area. Of course, for crops that are in the ground, rain will be favorable because you do need rain for the germination and establishment of the crop once it's in the ground. But it's got to get in the ground first. And there will be open weather for the entire Corn Belt today. So right now, the only question on planting is are the fields dry enough where you happen to be planting your crop? Because once the fields get dry enough, you'll want to get up in there quickly now because it is the window of opportunity. And we do have low humidity levels, too. Dew point temperatures will remain in the 40s today. So afternoon relative humidities will go below 30% in many areas. So for those areas that aren't dry, the ground is not dry yet. The drying rates are going to be great today. So that's going to improve the situation greatly. Most areas of the Midwest Corn Belt will remain dry tomorrow and Friday, with a few exceptions. A weak cold front will touch off some scattered showers and thunderstorms in northwestern portions of the belt across portions of northern and central Wisconsin, southern Minnesota, northern Iowa, southern South Dakota, and northern Nebraska tomorrow afternoon through Friday. They will be scattered. Most areas will not get a lot of rain, but there could be a few downpours here and there, and that could keep people out of the fields up that way for a few days. That rain, though, will not cause too much trouble and will be beneficial for crops already in the ground, and planting is further along in that portion of the Midwest. Meanwhile, southern and eastern portions of the belt are behind in planting. Much will have to be accomplished during the next few days before more rain arrives. Now, the U.S. Global Forecast System model, the GFS as it's often referred to, has widespread rain coming in on Friday and Saturday. But I think that is moving the rain in too quickly. The model has been rather unreliable of late, so I'm discounting some of what it says right now. However, as we look at Sunday into Monday, rain should arrive in many areas, and that could continue into the middle of next week. So this could be another soaker that will once again put a stop to planting and field work. Thus, crops not planted in the next few days might have to wait until early June. So that's why Dave, I think, is referring to the rumbling of the planters out there, because this is a window of opportunity right now and will probably last a few days. So as far as the rain coming in late in the weekend and next week, that's a situation that will have to be watched closely. Right now, I think rain is coming, but the GFS, a model many look at, seems to be bringing it in too fast. And of course, with every update of the GFS, and it's updated four times a day, about once every 6 hours, traders are looking at the latest results on that to see what might happen. But what might happen is not necessarily what that model says. So keep that in mind. The markets will move based on the GFS, and sometimes they'll move in the wrong direction if the GFS is indeed wrong. But sometimes reality doesn't matter with market moves. Now, as we turn to the Delta and Southeast, rain will move into the Southeast from the South tonight and tomorrow, and that'll eventually spread into the Delta region as well. So there will be a gradual slowdown in field work in that region from east to west over the next few days, but in the Delta the next couple of days, dry weather so they can get some work done. As we go to the spring wheat belt in the northern plains, dry weather is expected through Friday, but rain's expected to move into at least portions of that belt Saturday and Sunday, and continuing in eastern areas on Monday. And there will be a wide variety of rain. It appears South Dakota has the best chance of rain here over the next several days. And, of course, that'll slow field work there. And in the Great Plains hard weather, red winter wheat belt, it looks generally warm and dry. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 640 and a half, down 2 1/4. Last trade up 3 1/4. At the Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 587 and 3/4, down 1. Last trade up 3 3/4. December, 635 and 3/4, down 1 1/4. Last trade up 3 1/2. July corn opened at 425, down 3/4. Last trade up 2 1/4. September, 434 and 3/4, down 1/2. Last trade up 2 1/4. December, 446 and 1/4, down 3/4. Last trade up 2 1/2. July soybeans opened at 1161 and 3/4, down 1/4. Last trade up 12. November, 993, down 3. Last trade up 12 1/2. Let's go out to March of 2010, $10, up 7, last trade up 12 1/4. July soybean meal opened at 372.40, down 160, last trade up $4. July soybean oil opened at 38.28, up 11, last trade up 23. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Steve Schilling of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Dave.
Have some positives going for us today. Lower U.S. dollar, higher crude oil prices. Trade overnight couldn't make new highs for the week, came within 0.25. We're going to get that new high accomplished on the open trade today?
It's very possible. Obviously, soybeans are leading the charge higher. I think the trade's finally determined that we're going to run out of U.S. beans in late August, early September, and a little bit of panic in the street at this point in time. Of course, all eyes are on the weatherman, like you were relaying to before we came on the air here with us.
We saw 100,000 metric tons of soy meal booked to unknown destinations this morning. Is that the only way we're going to get meal? The beans are gone?
Possible. I think that's why the crush is really good right now. The profit, even with 45-50 over here in central Illinois, there's still about a 30-cent profit in crushing beans. So that is also leading the charge higher. As far as new crop beans, I think we need to keep an eye on the weather in the Delta. If they get delayed planting down there, that may continue to spur traders to buy new beans simply because of the fact that it'll delay those new beans coming to the market there in September.
$10 has been a pretty hard price to get over the top of for new crop.
It really has, and we went through that overnight. Probably follow through. you know, I guess historically we ought to go to about 1041, which is a January high on November beans, and that's certainly within target of these guys right now.
All right. What about wheat?
Wheat is a follower, to say the least. North Dakota needs to get that spring wheat planted. The weather out there obviously is real important from that point of view to get as much spring wheat as we possibly can. If they don't get the wheat planted here in the next couple of weeks, you'll probably see a lot more bean acres coming out of North Dakota, too.
Mm. Prices for the opening calls then, please?
Probably beans up 10 to 12, corn up 2 to 3, wheat up 3 to 4.
Hmm.
Beans is a leader.
Beans is a leader. Thank you very much, Steve.
Have a great day.
You too. Steve Schilling of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. We have a pretty terrific website at WILLAG.org. Not only can you find audio, all the audio from all of our broadcasts, you can sign up for podcasts there, and you can sign up for our free weekend ag e-letter, keeps you informed. Do that by clicking on the link in the right navigation window. The site, WILLAG.org. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3, Urbana.